Welcome back to the Honeycoat Awards podcast. This is your host, Emma. Today, we will be reading John chapter 13 through 15. I know it has been a while since I've been on here. There has been so much going on, so many exciting things that I am absolutely ecstatic to be able to share with you guys. The next series that we will be doing on here is a super big deal for me. It's something that I have been praying about and working on and am continuing to work on it. But with that and everything else that's just been going on right now, I have not had time to record any podcast episodes, and that is okay. But I am back, and today we will be reading John chapter 13 through 15. But first, I just wanted to pray us in. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to read your word, Lord. I pray that whoever is listening to this, Lord, that you would give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive what you have for them today. I pray that you would just give them the courage to step into your peace and to receive the words that you have for them, and that you would remind them that your love for them is so much bigger than any mistakes that they have ever made, Lord. I pray that you would just hold their heart and comfort them where they are, Father, and lead them to repentance. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, without further ado, let's get started. Chapter 13, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but after you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. For I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I'm not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I am telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. One of you will betray me." After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then, after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what you need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So, after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. A new commandment. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus foretells Peter's denial. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times. Chapter 14. I am the way and the truth and the life. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me, that I am also in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all these things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. Chapter 15. I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch that withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and to that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. The hatred of the world. If anyone hates you, know that he has hated me before he hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is in their laws must be fulfilled. They hated me without cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you will also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And that is it for this week's podcast episode. If you guys have listened to any of the previous episodes from this series, then you will know that at the end, we usually do a little quiet time method called the SOAP method. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's super, super easy. I won't be walking you guys through it. I actually will be allowing you guys to just do it on your own. But I will tell you right now what it is. Basically, the SOAP method is after you have listened or read the word, it is a way that you can study it and spend more time in prayer and writing things down and thinking and meditating on what you have read or listened to. SOAP, each letter stands for something. S is scripture. So you will take a scripture or scriptures that you have listened to or read that you feel like have stood out to you for whatever reason. You're not exactly sure why, but stood out to you. Think about that. Write it down. Meditate on it. That is S. O is observation. What do you observe about that verse or verses? What do you feel like the Lord is trying to speak to you through that verse? What is he trying to tell his disciples? Is there something the Lord is convicting you of, reminding you of, showing you? I mean, really anything and everything. Observe what you can about this verse or verses and ask the Lord. Ask the Lord to open your eyes and tune your ears and remove any scales and soften your heart so that you can receive what he wants you to receive in this moment, so that you can step fully into freedom and into the revelation that he has for you. And if that is this moment or it's not this moment, that is also okay. There is no pressure. A is application. How can you use this verse to apply to your everyday life so that you can be walking out what the Lord has called you to walk out? And that does not mean that you aren't going to fall short and sin, because that is just part of humanity. We have to remember when Paul tells us that it is not I that do it, but the sin that dwells within me. We are a new creation washed white by the blood of the Lamb. For that reason, we are righteous because of Jesus. The last one is P, and that is prayer. Spend time talking to the Lord. It is okay to talk to him about
the things that you're wanting, desiring, things that you are scared of, things that you're struggling with. Talk to him like he is your best friend, but also a reminder. Make sure that you are taking time to listen to him. Make sure you're taking time to listen to him, because it is so important that it is a two-way conversation and that it's not just you talking, but you are also listening, receiving what he has for you. So, without further ado, that is it for this week's podcast episode. If you are looking for ministry and just an account where you can go and get truth, you can visit the Instagram account at Honeycoated Words. And there I post all kinds of stuff. Once again, stay tuned for the new podcast series that will be coming out pretty soon. It's still a work in progress, and I'm very excited about it. But that is it for this week's podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in next week's. Have a blessed day.